So when you cry softly, that's weep, okay? Sob is loud.
Cynthia Rosenberg is a literature teacher at Annandale High School, but in this class, she teaches English more than literature.
My name is Kevin Soriano. I am from Honduras.
My name is Praveen Arthur, and I'm from Pakistan.
My name is Vi, and I'm from Vietnam.
Annandale High School has more than 2,500 students from 85 countries. They speak more than 40 languages. The number of students has grown so much in the past decade that many classes take place in a trailer park behind the main building. The school has 5 full-time employees to help new immigrants. They're fluent in Vietnamese, Spanish, and Korean. Honduran-born Denora Gonzalez is a liaison for Hispanic families.
I deal mostly with low-income families, and they don't speak English. So they call me for any issue in the school, and I get in touch with the school staff, like counselors, teachers, and vice versa.
Annandale High opened its doors in 1954 to a few hundred white students. Almost all of the residents in the vicinity were white, middle-class families with children. Catherine Quigley's family moved into the neighborhood in 1962. All of her 3 children attended Annandale High.
My son graduated in 1977. There were about 680 students. Of that, 681 person was African-American.
Quigley is one of many original residents who have stayed in the neighborhood as they've aged. She says most of her neighbors now are Asians, Hispanics, and Middle Easterners. Many of them don't speak English, and she says some of the community spirit has been lost.
It was a real neighborhood when we moved here, even though people were from all over the country. They had come from cities or villages or towns where it was just expected that you were part of a community. Now it's not.
But she has made friends with a Palestinian family from Lebanon who moved across the road 6 years ago.
Show me how fast you can go, Pamela.
Joseph Mora took his family out of Lebanon 10 years ago after his brother, a policeman, was killed in political violence. He says Annandale has everything his family needs.
First, my wife, she wasn't drive here. She don't have the driver license. And we have, the shopping is closed. Everything is on gas, laundry, everything is close by here, so she can even walk.
Mora was a well-paid chef in Lebanon, but he had to change his profession to be able to support his family in America. Today, he runs a small construction business. Like Mora, immigrants have to adjust to a new life, but they also have a profound impact on the United States. William Fry is a demographer at Washington's Brookings Institution.
People from other parts of the world, Latin America and Asia, bringing different languages, different cultures, different ways of doing things to this country.
Fry says immigrants who used to settle in major entry ports such as New York, Miami, and Los Angeles are now moving into many other metropolitan areas. And suburbs, especially those with good schools, attract families with young children. Fry says governments, schools, employers, and politicians running for office will have to connect with these new immigrants. Many Americans are already doing that. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News.